Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Umabot na nga ng mahigit 100 ang mga nagpositibo sa COVID-19 dito sa Australia at ngayon nga ay itinuturing na itong pandemic ng World Health Organization. Ibig sabihin, malawak na o global na ang naabot ng sakit at nahihirapan na silang makontrol ito sa pagkalat sa iba't iba pang bahagi ng mundo. At sa ganitong pagkakataon, ang mga healthcare workers or healthcare providers ang nasa unahan ng pagharap o pagsugpo sa mga ganitong klase ng sakit. Pero paano naman kaya nila napapangalagaan ang kanilang sarili sa kabila ng stress at pagod na nararanasan dahil sa pagtatrabaho para alagaan ang kalusugan ng ibang tao? Narito ang aking panayam kay Dr. Siegfried Perez, isang emergency physician mula sa Queensland.
Ako ay isang emergency doctor sa Gold Coast, and I work both in public and private hospitals in the Southeast Queensland. So that includes Gold Coast Private Hospital and Logan Hospital.
Kano ka nakatagal dito sa Australia?
I've been here since 2007, so 13 years.
Dito sa mga nagdaang buwan, lalong-lalo na nitong pagkalat ng coronavirus dito sa Australia. Ano yung naging sitwasyon sa mga ospital, lalo na dun sa pinagtatrabahuhan mo?
Ang pinaka-main effect niya is yung heightened concern with transmission of infection. So, ang pinaka-problema kasi dyan is, syempre, ang mga nagtatrabaho sa healthcare, umuwi din sila sa mga pamilya nila. So, they don't want to have an infection themselves and to bring home yung infection sa pamilya. So, importante talaga yung ganyang klaseng pag-iisip. So, marami namang on a regular basis, even before sa coronavirus, ano naman talaga yun, isa siyang malaking issue that we always have to face on our daily work. Yung pwede kang mahawa ng mga pasyente mo or worse would be kung may kasama ka ding mga katrabaho, mahawa ka din sa kanila. So yun yung isa sa mga major drawbacks of working in a healthcare environment.
Mm-hmm. Naramdaman mo ba yung panic state ng mga healthcare workers or even ng mga pasyente na biglang dumadag sana lang sa ospital para magpa-check?
Yes, you can feel the panic kasi it comes from both yung top level, yung senior executive, and also from the patients themselves. Na ang worry is magiging masyadong puno yung mga ospital and ma-overwhelm ang hospital system with the number of patients that arrive. From the patients themselves, obviously, hindi naman lahat ng pasyente is pupunta sa ospital for yung mga possible coronavirus. Ang marami din dyan is yung mga may problema sa puso, problema sa kanilang diabetes, mm-hmm. high blood pressure nila, so or mga na-injure sa mga aksidente. So, baka ang isa sa mga big worry nila ay pag pumunta ba ako sa hospital, makahawa din ako ng mga posibleng mga may coronavirus
may COVID,
or mga ibang
sakit. Okay. So, ayun, medyo nararamdaman nyo rin yon sa mga pasyente. Pero ikaw, paano mo nahahandle yung stress at saka yung pagod, lalo na sa ganitong sitwasyon?
Yung stress na nadadala niya, it's part of the job. Natututunan mo yan through the work. So, I've been working here for 13 years plus yung nag-aral din naman ako tsaka nagtrabaho sa Philippines ng at least 5 years. You learn how to deal with that, and the one of the ways to deal with it is that you have people you talk to, you have your colleagues that you can talk to, obviously you have your family din, pwede mong to get your source of strength and mm-hmm. inspiration to be able to get back to work the next day. It's certainly something na hindi mo naman talaga pwedeng sabihin, hindi ako pwede ma-stress. That's part of the work. You do get stressed, but if you prepare yung kailangan mong gawin, we're lucky dito sa Australia compared sa Pilipinas na ang pinaproblema na lang natin is how to see the patients. Ang isang malaki or pinaka yung stark difference between working here in the Philippines is sa Pilipinas, sa public hospitals, ang mga pasyente mo, kailangan hanapan mo ng paraan para magawa yung mga test nila, yung mga madaming out-of-pocket costs. Dito sa Australia, ang mga pasyente, they just need to show up sa mga public hospital and everything is provided for them, almost everything. So, yun ang
advantage
ng stress na hindi mo kailangan maisip.
Sinasabi nila sa ngayon na walang immune pagdating dito sa coronavirus. Pero personally, Dr. Siegfried, paano mo naman inaalagaan ang iyong sarili?
It's no different dun sa viral infections like yung SARS before, yeah. Yung swine flu. It's always something that can happen. And bilang isang health professional, ang pinaka-importante talaga is we have the 5 moments of hand washing. So even before you see the patient, you hand wash. When you see the patient, you hand wash. Tapos pag may hinahawakan ka sa bedside, you hand wash. Right after coming out of the room, you hand wash. It's a standard way of making sure that you protect yourselves. And then aside from hand washing, we always wear masks for those ones that we clearly can see na potentially infectious. So yung mga pagkita mo pala, may sipon, ubo na, umuubo-ubo sa air. Either we don our own masks and even gowns. This is for all patients. Dun sa mga pasyente naman na hindi makakontrol ng pag-ubo nila at hindi nila matakpan yung mga yung mouth and nose nila, we actually even sometimes what we call, we do reverse isolation. We give them the mask so that they can cough into the mask and not into the air. So yun yung mga simple things to do. But obviously, the more, or kunyari, meron na kami suspicion na not just, it's not just really yung coronavirus, marami ding mga ibang diseases na pwede din makahawa. Like yung, ang Australia is not known to have a lot of TB compared to the Philippines, in tuberculosis. So pag may pasyente kaming mga ganyan na may recent travel and there's a suspicion for TB, we treat them the same way that we would treat yung sa coronavirus, or sa, we have isolation rooms, we have negative pressure rooms. So negative pressure rooms are rooms na yung air niya ay contained, hindi lumalabas yung air from the rooms.
Oo. Pero ito, balita ko rin, itong coronavirus, minsan asymptomatic. May mga tao na hindi nila alam na carrier pala sila, pero walang sintomas or hindi agad-agad.
Yes. Yan ang problema sa coronavirus. Hindi mo makikita na. Kasi at least sa mga seasonal flu, mayroong makita mo na sinisipon sila, umuubo. Relatively straight from the onset. Compared dun sa mga may coronavirus, this is what I've heard. I haven't seen that many coronaviruses yet, pero we're expecting to see more. Yun nga, pero silang asymptomatic. That's why they can get through the borders. Kasi pagsakay nila ng airplane, okay pa sila. Pag scan sa kanila, yung temperature nila normal pa rin. So they only show up after a few days. That's why the quarantine period, if you've traveled overseas to Italy, Iran, China and South Korea, is 14 days.
So ang ngayon, parang ang nire-require lang ng government na magpa-test is yung may mga travel, yung mga nag-travel sa labas ng Australia at the same time, yung may mga sintomas, di ba?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So hindi natin ina-advise dun sa ibang mga parang nasa bahay lang na try din nila na magpa-test or what?
At this time, hindi pa siya requirement. Obviously, nag-change yung guidelines from the government. Meron yung naging announcement a few days ago na dapat daw lahat. It's been clarified na yun. As of now, we're still only testing yung mga tao na nanggaling overseas plus symptoms.
Dok, ngayon napansin ko, parang ngayon pa lang nagiging trending para sa ibang tao yung paghuhugas ng kamay. Pero na-mention mo kanina na kayo sa ospital talagang mandatory or talaga kahit saan kayo magpunta, hugas ng kamay lagi.
It shouldn't be a new thing for everyone because, coronavirus is just one thing to pass on, but there are other infections to pass on. And for healthcare workers, not just doctors, for all health workers, talagang kailangan maghugas ng kamay. I sometimes go home kasi masakit na yung kamay ko, kakahugas. Pero ganun talaga ang kailangan. You do not want to get yourself infected, you don't want to pass on the infection to your patients, and you definitely don't want to bring them home with you to your family. So.
Yes, and what is the right way to wash your hands?
So, ang right way to wash hands is using soap and water, running water as well, and then you need to at least scrub your hands for at least 20 seconds. And that includes under your nails and making sure you clean in the web space or the in between the fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And you wash both the palmar side, and then you try to wash up to almost halfway, at least halfway, or even up to your elbow para talagang malinis. Kasi you never know, you might be you might have been putting your elbow dun sa bed or sa malapit sa pasyente, hindi mo napapansin.
Ayan. And lastly, ito, ano naman pong ma-advise ninyo dun sa mga Pinoy na nandito sa Australia all about self-care?
Yeah, self-care. So, it's always the basic things that are the most important and the most useful. So, self-care is making sure that if you're sick and have a fever, showing signs na may probably upper respiratory tract illness, like may sipon ka na, may ubo ka pa, may sore throat ka pa, you are advised to stay at home and not share the love with your coworkers and friends. Yung pinaka ano, it's just self-care is very important, and it just starts with everyone contributing to it. So yun nga, washing your hands. We all need to do our part. Wash your hands. If you're coughing, sneezing, please cover your mouth and nose. Use common sense so that you don't get infected or you don't give infections to other people. So, you know, pinaka-importante siguro ang lesson to this.
Oo, ayan. Napakarami ko natutunan from you. Ayan. All right, thank you very much, Doc Siegfried Perez. Maraming salamat.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.